Good morning, friends. A couple of weeks ago, I believe, it was when we had the Manthe family here to help lead worship, and I was so excited to see Phoebe and Philip here. Can't even tell you how exciting it is to have so many people back in our sanctuary with us. Generally, I talk to the kids, but seeing all of your faces just makes my heart feel so happy and so hopeful. So I thank you for taking the effort, making the RSVPs, and doing all of that was necessary to be here today. It is such a blessing to be here with you all in worship. Earlier this year, we talked about what it meant to be a prophet. Do you remember? God would send his prophets to deliver messages to God's people. Just like us, the Israelites had a tendency to go astray at times. Then they'd correct their behavior and come back. And then it would all happen again, and they'd fall away. And then come back into obedience and blessing with God. The prophets were sent to warn the Israelites of their wrong behaviors and also to bring them messages of hope. A man by the name of Isaiah was one of those prophets. He was called by God to bring messages to the Israelites. Now, when Isaiah was a prophet, the Israelites had spent a long time in exile. A long time away from their homes, like 50 years away from their home and their temple. But when they got back, things were different. Everything had changed. Maybe you can kind of understand a bit of what it felt like. You guys spent a long time away from your schools. Not quite 50 years, but maybe the time during the pandemic has felt like 50 years of being away from your classrooms. But for those of you who were able to get back, things weren't the same. Classrooms weren't the same, recess didn't happen, and half or more of your classmates weren't there. I'm sure that all of the teachers in our congregation can sympathize in your disappointment. They were the ones who had to redesign their lesson plans. They were the ones who had to redesign their classrooms. And they were the ones who spent many hours trying to find a way to still make learning happen. Old ways of school had essentially died and had to come back to life in new ways. And it's not just the learning that the teachers were working to change, but they were also trying to work alongside your parents to help keep that hope alive. I'm sure when you walked into church this morning, it was weird to see our sanctuary all sanctioned off with ribbons and tape. And today, being back with our church family and still having to sit in separate sections was disappointing because it wasn't what we're used to having here at church. But it's awesome to be back together. Isaiah was sent to the Israelites to warn them when they were doing wrong, but he also worked to keep their hope alive when they got back home and found that things had changed. Like Isaiah, Pastor Stacy, the worship team in the back, and Miss Hani and I have been working to help keep your hope alive, even though we've been dealing with a lot of disappointment. But friends, we have a God who is faithful. God will bring us through this time of change and disappointment until we can be back together again. It may take some time and work to get us there, but it will happen. Of that, I am sure. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we are so thankful that you are a faithful God. Thank you for sending prophets and messengers to help us through times of disappointment, when things aren't what we expect, and when we have to deal with things that have changed and are new for us. But God, we are a hopeful people. We long for the day that we can be back together again. We long for the day that we can hug our friends and be back in our Sunday school classrooms. Thank you for giving us the examples in the Bible where we can see that people have experienced just the same thing that we are experiencing now. And their hope was alive, so our hope can be alive too. In your holy name we pray. Amen.